Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We are here on Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m., but please note, next week is going to be our last show on this station. To find out where we're going to be next, you're going to have to stay tuned. You can always go to our website at www.myvillagegreen.com to get updates on where and what time the show will be moving to. And Dana Lake will have more information next week about where to tune in to catch our shows. If you want to listen to any of our previously recorded shows, we do have them all archived for you for absolutely free on the My Village Green website. Just go to www.myvillagegreen.com. And you can download all of those for free. My name is Dr. Kevin Passero, and I am going to be your host for today. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning next week. And as always, we cover a wide variety of topics related to health and wellness. And today is absolutely no exception. We have a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking about some very, very important issues related to health and wellness, bone health being one of them and inflammation being another. In my experience and working with the people that I work with, these are huge concerns that many people have. Osteoporosis is definitely, and osteopenia is definitely, a diagnosis that more and more women are getting, and even men are starting to get more often. So considering your bone health is very important. And this obviously extends to the people getting diagnosed with these conditions, but I would argue that it also extends to even the younger generation, because as we know, the health of your bone is actually determined from a very early age, not just when you're older. So taking calcium supplements and whatnot to get your bone density up when you get older is an effective strategy, but it's even better if you can work on building bone health when it's actually being developed, which is into the teens and 20s. So I have a great special guest today. Many of you may know of him or know about him. His name is Jordan Rubin, and he is one of America's most recognized and respected natural health experts. He started the line Garden of Health, and many people know about this line of supplements mainly by some of the wide acclaim that their probiotic Primal Defense has bought, and they've brought, and they've expanded into many, many other markets. And he's going to be on the show with us today discussing some of the new products that they've been coming out with related to bone health and inflammation. So without further ado, I would like to thank you, Jordan, for being on the show today.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Sure. You know, maybe you can give our listeners, for those of our listeners who have not heard of you or don't know about you, maybe you can give them a little bit of background about yourself and about the company Garden of Life and the Vitamin Code and what you're trying to do with your health and wellness mission and supplement line.
Absolutely. About 15 years ago, as a late teenager, I was extremely healthy, actually grew up the son of a naturopathic doctor and chiropractor, so did a lot of things that today have become more commonplace, but in the past were considered alternative or different, so to speak. So for me to experience the ravages of nearly 19 illnesses by the age of 19 was definitely unexpected. And so being diagnosed with Crohn's disease, which is an inflammatory disease of the bowel, I had symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, chronic fatigue syndrome, and fibromyalgia. I had extreme anemia, parasitic, fungal, bacterial, viral infections, heart problems, liver problems, prostatitis, major cachexia, which is wasting disease, which led me to lose about 80 pounds and be in a wheelchair with a low weight of 104 pounds, and I'm just over 6 feet tall. So it was an absolutely devastating experience. I was forced to go the medical route, visited 13 medical doctors with no help, visited 57 natural health or alternative practitioners with no help. And then I finally met a man 2 years into my illness before facing a dangerous and, at the time, experimental surgery. I was told by someone that if I followed a diet and lifestyle that dates back thousands of years to the Bible, proven through history and now confirmed by modern science, I could be well. With, I guess, not much to lose and everything to gain, I went from my home in South Florida to Southern California to learn how to eat like our ancestors. Now, despite having been treated by some of the best doctors in natural health, best-selling authors, trying every kind of diet from being a raw food vegan to macrobiotic to food combining, you name it, I tried it. But nothing helped until I followed this health plan, which I later would call the Maker's Diet. And in just 40 days, not only did I regain my weight, my health came back, but I also really got on a mission to see the nation and world their health transformed one life at a time. In the last 13 years, I was able to start an organization called Garden of Life. I've been able to write 20 books on health and wellness, travel to 5 continents to share this great message in front of hundreds of thousands of people. I've been blessed to do television programs, radio, magazines. But, you know, it seems, Dr. Kevin, that every day I learn why I'm doing what I'm doing and why this army of people are out there, such as the team at Village Green that I had a chance to meet just last week in Maryland, and so many great natural pharmacies and health food stores nationwide. I just heard that a friend of a friend, 34 years old, diagnosed with colon cancer, metastatic to the liver. You can't go a day without hearing this devastating information, and you always wonder, what if? What if this individual ate differently? What if this individual avoided, you know, per se, getting unnecessary medications? What if he was able to avoid a lot of the common pitfalls that this standard American diet and lifestyle bring? And so what I've really devoted my life to do is to help bring solutions to people so that they can integrate these natural methods into their life. And I'll go on record as saying that despite the fact that some of us health enthusiasts are called health nuts, they say we eat an alternative diet and visit alternative medical practitioners. To me, if our great-grandparents saw what we ate and how we lived, they would think that it was anything but normal. This would be the alternative. What I believe I share is the normal, and better yet, the healthy way to eat and live. And so today, the topics of bone health and managing inflammation are so critical that everyone listening, no matter what age, can take some of this information and immediately start to improve their health. And when I was ill at my darkest hour, I had one idea. When I realized how horrific it was to lose your health, and how blessed you are if you have it, I said, if I can get through this living hell, being sick for 2 years, trapped in a prison that was my own body, if I can get out of this, if I could just help one person either avoid disease or overcome it, then it will have all been worth it. So hopefully someone listening today will be that person.
Yeah, well, I think in your mission, you've certainly done that with all of the information and awareness you've brought around eating better and adopting a lifestyle and eating habit and supplement regimens that really promote optimal health. And I agree with you 100%. And I think it's not just about, you know, building our own health, but, you know, as a father of a 2-year-old and watching how I'm helping her develop, I think it really extends to our next generation, because as you look at parents starting to eat healthier and move away from this whole aspect of so much processed food and food that's so devoid of nutrition and food that's full of additives, you know, we think about it, the impact of our own health, but the impact that it's having on our children and these children that are developing in the bodies of mothers that are, I think, a lot nutrient deprived and eating these foods that are so unnatural and, as you mentioned, are so different from what our bodies evolved to thrive on, you know, in the last thousands of years. Making these changes, I think, is just going to help not only build a better population of healthy people now, but the next generation of kids. You know, building a baby is an important process, and that starts with a foundation of nutrition, and it starts with mom's health before she gets pregnant, while she's pregnant, and what you give your child as they're developing. And in those younger years, it is so critical to give them the right nutrition. So that was just a thought I was having last night, and you just segued perfectly into it. So let's talk about the bone health formula, because I was reviewing the formula, you know, last night when I was getting ready and prep for the show, and it really does sort of hit on all of the really, really important aspects that, you know, and research aspects that are coming up when building health, because there are a lot of nutrients out there for bone health and a lot of different formulas out there for bone health. And I like the way that you guys designed it, because it's not just one supplement, it's actually a system. And I think, as you're going to explain, it's really important to make it like that when you're really trying to incorporate all of the most important nutrients into a bone building formula.
Well, first, let me just outline the issue. People need to understand that 44 million adults in America have bone health challenges, either osteopenia or osteoporosis, which is really just a softening of the bones, a lessening of your bone mass to the point where it affects your health. And what people have to understand is that according to the Surgeon General's report in 2004, called the Bone Health Report, he expects that in just 10 years, in 2020, 50% of American adults over 50 will be at risk of bone fracture due to poor bone mass. Now, I know a lot of us have parents, grandparents, even siblings or spouses that have fractured a hip, gotten a hip replacement, no big deal, right? Well, I meet people that say that their father went into the hospital for a hip replacement, came out 18 months later after infection, half the man he used to be. In fact, after your first hip fracture due to osteoporosis, the expected lifespan is 18 months. And this is for men and women. This is not just a female disease. In fact, millions of men will fracture a hip, and most won't live another year. So we need to understand, 30 years of age is your peak bone building year. Women over 40 lose 1% of bone mass a year, and during the 5 years surrounding menopause, they could lose from 5 to 30%. So you could be a 62-year-old woman riding down the primrose path and one day get a bone density scan and be less than half of what you used to be. And Dr. Kevin, the skeletal system is not a coat rack. You kind of come home from a long day and you throw your cells, organs, ligaments, tendons, skin on. It's a living, breathing system that helps control hormonal signaling, immune response. So it's critical that we build bone. And rather than just reading this information and standing by, we launched a bone health challenge last August, and we created a system called the Grow Bone System that isn't just going to slow bone loss like Sally Field says you can do with one pill a month. This is going to reduce osteoporosis risk, stimulate bone growth, strengthening your bones by building bone mineral density, involving exercise, diet, and critical nutrients, some of which you've never heard of, that I believe can transform your bone health. And not only can it do so, but I'm going to make a challenge to the folks listening today. If you will contact Village Green and take the Grow Bone Challenge, get involved, order the Grow Bone System. If you decide to put this to the test, we'll actually guarantee the results. You can take a bone density scan, follow the Grow Bone System or the Grow Bone Challenge program for 6 months, take a follow-up bone density scan, and if you do not grow bone, we'll double your money back and pay for both scans. I'm only doing that, Dr. Kevin, because people are interested in losing weight or improving their skin or improving their energy because they can see and feel those results. What I want to implore you to do is take 6 months of your life to take care of the part of your body that quite literally holds you up. And I know we're going to get into the clinical research, the constituents of the Grow Bone System, and how the people listening can get started. And in 6 months, instead of losing bone, you can grow bone if you just pay close attention, listen, and, of course, take action.
Yep, absolutely. So we're going to have to take a quick break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to break down the Grow Bone System, talk about the different nutrients that are in it, why they're all so important, and the clinical research backing them up. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after this break.
Have you cleaned your filter lately? You know, your liver, your body's living filter. If you eat, drink, or breathe, you need all the natural support of Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Developed in 1955, Liver Care, known internationally as LIV52, has been proven in 182 published clinical trials. It supports the liver's function when it's challenged by our toxins in our food, water, air, and over-the-counter medications. Clean your filter. Look for Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
Every day, aches and pains can get in the way of living life to the fullest, from living life on your terms. Wobenzym N from Garden of Life is the natural choice for joint and tendon health, increased flexibility and mobility, as well as temporary relief from the aches, pains, and muscle soreness due to everyday activities. Trusted by millions worldwide and backed by decades of human clinical research, Wobenzym N can help you escape the everyday, leaving you free to experience the extraordinary health and life you deserve. Wobenzym N, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is hot plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, developed by Chris Killam, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBulardi from Metagenetics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for a healthy intestinal function. Provolardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Provolardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Village Green Apothecary is not just another drugstore. They're your resource for all the essentials of healthy living. Those special, hard-to-find products that can take you from merely surviving to truly thriving. At Village Green, they've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. And with over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call them at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary. Come in and see them soon.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260. But don't forget, breaking news, next week will be our last show here on AM 1260. We're going to be moving stations, so don't forget to stay tuned to Dana's show next week to find out where we're going to be heading. Also, you can log on to www.myvillagegreen.com to find out updates on what time and what station the show will be airing on. We're very excited about this change, so please stay tuned. This is just going to benefit everyone and expand our listening audience and everywhere. Listening audience and listening area is what I meant to say. So today we have a great show lined up for you. As always, we have Jordan Rubin on the phone with us today. In the last segment, we were talking a little bit about some of his mission, what Garden of Life has been doing, some of the books he's written, and the importance of really focusing on health and wellness, starting with what you eat. In this segment, and we also started to introduce a little bit about their new Grow Bone Challenge and the Grow Bone System, and discussing the aspects related to osteoporosis and what an epidemic it is becoming in our country as far as people being diagnosed with osteoporosis, osteopenia, hip fractures, very scary statistic. Most people admitted to the hospital for a hip fracture don't live 18 months past that admittance. So very, very real problem going on here. And we know that osteoporosis drugs are being very commonly prescribed. And as I hope, Jordan, that we're going to be talking about in this segment, when we talk about some of the nutrients in the Grow Bone formula, is sort of stressing this aspect of bone density doesn't exactly always equal bone strength, which is, I think, an important thing for people to understand.
Absolutely. Well, let's just start with that. Every day you build bone, and old useless bone or lifeless bone is discarded. There are two cells, the osteoclasts and the osteoblasts. If you think of it this way, osteoblasts build bone, osteoclasts carry discarded or bone needed to be discarded away. The problem with these bisphosphonate drugs, the Actonel, Fosamax, Beneva, Reclast, or Avista, which is a similar drug but not in the same class, the issue is that they stop or destroy the osteoclasts. So it's kind of like this analogy. If you have a contest on your street for which yard has the most stuff, if you decide to have your garbage collectors not show up every week, you're going to have a ton of stuff in your yard. It's all garbage, but it's stuff. You're going to win the most stuff. And if somebody looks to see how much stuff you have, you're going to have more stuff. Problem is, it's useless. That's what these drugs do. They help appear that you appear to have more bone mass, but it's not functional bone. And when you talk about bone mass, it's bone mineral density that is the test. The more bone minerals you have incorporated into your skeletal system, the healthier you are. And surprisingly, out of the top bone-building nutrients, I would place calcium at either number 4 or 5. I know that's shocking and even blasphemous to some, but I believe that the way that we have applied the research on calcium is ridiculous. I'd love to spend more time talking about this, but I actually, Dr. Passero, have a very large farm and ranch, really a system of organic farms and ranches in southern Missouri, and I see farmers all over applying lime or limestone, powdered rock, to the fields to bring up the pH of the soil. The plants utilize the rock calcium, the soil microbes utilize it, and it costs $15 for a ton. Unfortunately, the limestone I don't use and the other farmers don't use goes to supplements. Calcium carbonate is rock. Calcium citrate is rock reacted to citric acid. Then you hear about people with kidney stones that are calcium stones. You hear about arterial plaque that is calcified. You hear about amyloid in the brain. It, bottom line, folks, you're eating rock, and you're wondering why your body's turning into a rock. This indiscriminate recommendation of consumption of rock in calcium carbonate and citrate, in my opinion, will lead to bone degeneration and malformation, not health. So what do? You start with a calcium source that comes from the ocean. In fact, I believe that food is your best medicine, not rock. So we have a calcium that is really a whole plant. It washes up on the shores off the coast of Peru. It is certified organic and sustainable, hand-harvested by villagers and dried low temperature to be raw. This isn't really calcium. It's 73 trace elements with a large amount of calcium. But the real superstars of the grow bone system are the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin D and vitamin K2. Those two nutrients are in such short supply in our diet and, of course, our lifestyle, because vitamin D can be, harvested in your body from sun exposure, and all of that has gone away. So those fat-soluble vitamins in the grow bone system in greater amounts than any other formula help the body synthesize healthy bone and utilize minerals like the raw calcium, like raw magnesium, like boron, silica, and zinc. And then a second formulation with a mineral called strontium, which is similar to calcium, but when taken separately from a calcium-rich meal or a calcium supplement, can become the rocket booster, if you will, to the calcium space shuttle, helping bone mineral density increase dramatically and quickly. In fact, in one survey of clinical studies, 12,000 postmenopausal women on the use of this strontium, this mineral, this element, had an efficacy rate of 90%, and the entire grow bone system and grow bone challenge was clinically studied at the University of Texas in a soon-to-be-published study showing that those who followed this system and this challenge for 6 months dramatically increased bone mineral density, and those who were highly compliant, who took the products, walked, and ate the bone-building foods, increased bone mineral density by an amazing 3.7%. Now, if you understand, women over 40 lose 1% a year of bone density on average. Gaining 3.7 in a year could actually turn your bone health clock back nearly 5 years. And everyone who's 18 to 98, Dr. Kevin, I met someone on a speaking tour I was doing this year, a 98-year-old who increased bone mineral density in just 2 months on the Grow Bone Challenge. I met another woman who increased spinal bone density in just 2 months. Now, these are extraordinary testimonies. The study did show, though, you can increase bone mineral density in 6 months. And as I mentioned earlier, better yet, if you will take the Grow Bone Challenge, commit to 6 months. If you do want to get a bone density scan, which you don't have to, if you choose to do it before and after, we will guarantee the results. You really have nothing to lose, except if you don't try this, if you're over 30, you're going to lose bone in 6 months. So I'm passionate about this. We have tens of thousands of people, Dr. Kevin, and I am so passionate that last October, on October 10th at 10 a.m., we gave away 36,000 Grow Bone systems at 1,400 locations nationwide to help 36,000 mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, cousins, daughters, sons, individuals who we wanted to get started on natural health to prevent what could be the greatest epidemic in the history of healthcare, the osteoporosis cascade that the Surgeon General believes is coming, but I believe if you take action, you can avoid it.
Yeah, I mean, I really like the inclusion of the fat-soluble vitamins and the general overall way that the grow bone formula is packaged, because as you mentioned, you know, a lot of good bone formulas will actually, and makes them not so great, they'll put the strontium in the same capsule as the calcium. And in the grow bone system, although you have to take them separately, it's so important for people to understand that the strontium needs to be taken away from the calcium because they inhibit for the same spots for absorption. So when you look at your formula, if you're going to take a good dose of strontium, you need to make sure that it's away from the calcium. The other thing that we understand is these vitamins like vitamin D and especially vitamin K, there's so much emerging research on it. And you can take all the calcium or all the supplements in the world, minerals in the world, but if you don't have the right amounts of vitamin D, you're not going to absorb it. And if you don't have the right amounts of vitamin K, that calcium is never actually going to get into the bone. So it's really, really important for good formulas to be containing these things based on what's emerging in the research. And it also helps us to understand that bone strength is not all about bone density. Your bone is also made up of a lot of collagen, and collagen instills a lot of strength in bone. The mineral instills some rigidity, but the collagen instills the flexibility. And that's why we know a lot of people on the anti-resorptive medications that just increase the mineralization of the bone are still very susceptible to certain type of fractures, because although they have more density, they don't necessarily have more strength. And that's very, very important to consider. And really understanding some of the concepts around bone strength are really critical when really selecting a good quality supplement, because it takes that into account. So we're going to need to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finishing up our discussion about bone health, and we're going to be talking about inflammation, which is another major issue that a lot of people deal with, and I'm going to be talking about a very effective natural solution to help your body deal with inflammation. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacist, nutritionist, an herbalist, and naturopath. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? They've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years, and they still take the time to really know each of their customers and provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260. Don't forget, next week is going to be our last show here on AM 1260. We are very excited about moving to a new station and a new time, although some of those details have yet to be determined. So stay tuned at next week's show. Dana Lake will be announcing, hopefully, what time and what station we will be on. You can also go to www.myvillagegreen.com for updates on where to catch the show. You can also log on to listen to any of our previous recorded shows that are archived for you. You can listen to them for absolutely free. So I am Dr. Kevin Passero, and today we are, of course, covering wonderful topics related to health and wellness. Been very fortunate to have a great special guest on the phone, very well-known and renowned Jordan Rubin, who started the company Garden of Life, which many of you have probably heard of. And in the last segment, we were talking about their new Grow Bone system, and I just think it is a great opportunity. They're offering this Grow Bone Challenge, which is really cool because it does really put, as you know, Jordan was explaining to me on the break, I guess, their money where their mouth is, because you can take this challenge, you can take the Grow Bone system, and you can get repeat DEXA scans to actually see bone growing. And that is a very, very remarkable thing, because growing bone is, you know, I've seen a lot of people take natural supplements and not necessarily grow bone on their repeat DEXAs. So to actually have a challenge where, you know, not only do you get double your money back for the product, but if you don't grow bone, they'll pay for both your DEXA scans that you've got. So if you are concerned about your bone health, you've been recently diagnosed with something like osteopenia or osteoporosis and are not rushing out to take the prescriptive medication and are looking for a natural option, this Grow Bone Challenge is a great way for you to, at absolutely no risk, start getting some bone growth going.
And Dr. Passero, let me just make a point that if you are on a bisphosphonate or other drug for osteoporosis, you're not only can take the Grow Bone system, you should, because you're guaranteed that you have low bone mineral density, and even the pharmaceutical recommendations will say take along with calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. You just need the right kinds of nutrients, and you need the right complement of cofactors. So if you're on a bisphosphonate drug or an osteoporosis drug, you can take the Grow Bone system. Do it at a separate time than your pharmaceutical, which is always a recommendation. Don't ever take a supplement at the same time as a drug, and you'll be just fine. And again, folks, take these next 6 months to build strong bone. Men and women, do it together as a couple. Do it with your adult child or your parent. You'll never regret it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely recommended to take these nutrients in addition with the medication, so they do not contraindicate each other at all. Having a little trouble getting my words out this morning. Okay, so let's move on to our next topic. Let's talk about inflammation, because I think this is really exciting. You guys have partnered with a great company that I've been using for a really long time to come out with a really nice product for inflammation. So maybe you can sort of discuss that a little bit.
Sure. Well, we've all heard about enzymes. Enzymes are specialized proteins, and we talk about digestive enzymes a lot, enzymes that break down various food substances or macronutrients that we consume. But people may not realize that the original enzyme research dates back to 1906, when cell biologist Dr. John Beard first injected pancreatic enzymes from animal organs into humans, and his reasoning was he believed that these enzymes could break down foreign and unhealthy substances in the body, thus allowing the body in its immune system and inflammatory response to balance. Dr. Beard's research was taken up in the 50s by Drs. Max Wolf and Helen Benitez, who first created a systemic enzyme formula, getting enzymes from unripe papaya, unripe pineapple stems, organs from animals, as well as an antioxidant bioflavonoid called rutin. This formulation was named after them, Wobenzyme. And Wobenzyme, the family of enzymes, have been manufactured and used in over 20 countries by over 100 million people as a pharmaceutical in some areas and as a supplement in others. And what I love about this, Dr. Kevin, is that our industry, natural health, gets criticized for a lack of research and safety. You're looking at something in Wobenzyme N, which is the latest formula. Wobenzyme N itself has been used in America since 1991 for 19 years. The subject of 6 clinical studies and over 2,400 people, 29 million people have used it. And what Garden of Life has done is taken the great original formula and cleaned up some of the excipients and binders that were not, in my opinion, compliant with a natural health lifestyle. These enzymes are manufactured in Germany. They are meant to be taken on an empty stomach. Suzanne Summers calls them the garbage collectors of your body. Because remember, when you have a symptom, it isn't just about throwing something at it. We tend to take natural health and have an allopathic approach. I'm going to take an herb for a symptom. I'm going to take a homeopathic for a symptom, a botanical something or other for a symptom. What I'm saying is that the best thing to do for the body oftentimes is to let it do what it needs to do. Wobenzyme N frees the body to be in balance. Folks, if you want to support healthy inflammatory response, if you want to promote healthy joints, ligaments, and tendons, reduce and relieve everyday aches, pains, and muscle soreness caused by normal activity, that's AKA aging, and relieve muscle soreness from post-exercise, Wobenzyme N can do it. But if you will look at some information that was actually put together, Kevin, by one of your fellow alumni and my father's fellow alumni, Dr. Joseph Collins created a great website called systemicenzymesupport.org. It'll tell you all of the research and all of the conditions that imbalanced inflammation can cause. And I want to say this, folks, inflammation is not something bad to be avoided. Inflammation is the body's way to signal that there's a problem in an area to marshal a response for help. Inflammation is not bad. It doesn't need to be eliminated. When you have inflammation, when you have pain, when you have swelling, when you have heat, this is a sign that your body is marshaling a response. We don't want to eliminate it. We want to balance it. And bottom line, what no vitamin, mineral, herb, omega-3, or superfruit from the Amazon can do for you, systemic enzymes can. They don't cleanse the colon. They cleanse the body. They protect the cells. There's a lot of research behind it, which is why Dr. Collins' website is wonderful. But folks, as the years go by, you will see that imbalanced inflammation is implicated in virtually every condition and even stage of life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, as you talked about at the very beginning of the show, a lot of that does relate to diet and lifestyle. But using systemic enzymes is a wonderful way to support your body in a healthy process of inflammation. You know, the research with systemic enzymes, I think, is really, really convincing. I mean, they have such great applications. People who are, as you mentioned, you know, aches and pains, right? I mean, this could be somebody with normal aging, or I'm an avid cyclist and do a lot of exercise, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful option for me for dealing with just normal exercise-related injuries, you know, as a great, fantastic alternative to any kind of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory that you would get over the counter, like, you know, ibuprofen or acetaminophen, which all have potential negative ramifications on liver function and kidney function and other systems of the body. So it's a wonderful option for that. One of my favorite uses for these proteolytic enzymes is post-surgery. I mean, the research regarding post-surgical healing times, reduction of swelling, reduction of the necessity of pain medication, increased healing times is so incredibly convincing. At one of my lectures, I was talking to one of the top plastic surgeons at Georgetown University, and he also confirmed one of the studies they had done there on some of their plastic surgery and facial reconstruction patients where they used proteolytic enzymes post-surgery and saw these unbelievable results as far as less bruising, less swelling, less pain, increased healing time. It really is incredibly convincing. And I think what's interesting, Jordan, you know, I mean, most people are so used to thinking about enzymes just as digestive enzymes. You know, I mean, of course, if you take these with your food, they're going to work to be proteolytic on your food, which is why it's important to remember to take them between meals so you can get that systemic effect.
Absolutely. And I have several friends that are using Wobenzyme N. A colleague and co-author of mine, board-certified gastroenterologist, runs marathons, does Ironman triathlons, has used Wobenzyme for years. My friend is the starting fullback for the New Orleans Saints. He uses 30 a day. He's recovering from an ACL and MCL tear. I have another friend who's a Major League Baseball player who's using it to help repair an injured shoulder. I've had surgery 2 years ago, and I had my wisdom teeth out prior. I did no pain medications, no nothing for either, only systemic enzymes and homeopathy. And so there's also a real need for systemic enzymes in situations of abnormal cell growth. That we're certainly in the natural health movement, not allowed to talk about diseases, but I encourage you to do a search on Wobenzyme online. Just do a search, Wobenzym. Do a search on Wobenzyme. You'll see some amazing information about why it was developed and why leading natural health practitioners around the world are using it. And one thing that's amazing, Dr. Kevin, is that in Germany, where Wobenzyme was created and is manufactured, it is the second best-selling inflammation management product after aspirin. And it is so different from aspirin. While providing certain benefits, Instead of side effects, you have even additional improvement in cardiovascular health and others. So it's an amazing formulation. If anyone's dealing with inflammation management issues, the consumption of systemic enzymes and omega-3s with antioxidants like our Oceans 3 formulas, in a matter of weeks, they begin to work. Now, it's not an analgesic, an immediate pain reliever, but we have such great options today. And, of course, most of the books I've written focus on managing inflammation through diet as well. So it's really something that we can get a hold of and cool the flame, if you will.
Yep, absolutely. And I'm so glad to see you guys have partnered with, you know, Wobenzyme, because they really have been the leaders in the industry as far as coming out with proteolytic enzymes. They have been doing it some of the longest out of any of the products that are out there. So it's great that you guys partnered with them and came out with a formula that is really, really nice and clean. So we're going to have to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finishing up this topic of inflammation and talking about some other exciting things related to inflammation and the Wobenzyme product. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after this break.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code, available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com. Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenetics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green. Don't forget that next week is going to be our last show here on AM 1260. The show will be continuing just at a different time and on a different station, which is an exciting change for us because it will just mean a stronger signal, which means you can pick it up in more places. And we should have some more listeners, which is great. So stay tuned. Next week at Dana's show, she'll be announcing what time and what place the show is going to be moving to. You can also get updates by going to www.myvillagegreen.com to find out where the show is going to be after next week. Very, very exciting change. So today we've been having a really interesting show talking about some very important topics related to health and wellness. In the first part of the show, we talked about bone health, and I really encourage everybody to take the Grow Bone Challenge sponsored by the Garden of Life, which is a great program, 6-month program where you can actually grow bone. And if you don't, they'll refund double your money for the products and pay for the scans that you got. So this is a great way for people who have been recently diagnosed with osteoporosis or osteopenia or have this problem and are not wanting to take the medications. This is a concrete way to understand if your supplements are helping you actually grow your bone, which is what you want to be doing. So a really, really great challenge. In the last part of the show, we've been talking about inflammation, and we've been talking about this great partnership that Garden of Life struck up with a company called Wobenzyme. Many of you may have heard of Wobenzyme. This is a company that's been making systemic enzymes for about 40 years. They were the originators of bringing systemic enzymes to the market. And as Jordan was explaining to me over the break, I mean, the company that makes Wobenzyme, they're based out of Germany. And up until a year ago, you said they were actually regulated as a pharmaceutical company?
Still are in many countries. Yeah. So all of their manufacturing complies with pharmaceutical standards worldwide.
Right. So, I mean, that means that their level of standard of manufacturing for this product is held to very, very, very high standards. And as Jordan was saying, their quality control is extremely strict, meaning that they test every single batch to make sure that the dissolution rates are right, to make sure that the enzyme release is right, making sure that if you spend the money and the time in taking the supplement, you are going to get the benefits that it can give you. And so let's talk about the benefits of systemic enzymes a little bit more, Jordan. You had alluded to it in the previous segment, but maybe you can elaborate a little bit in the remaining time that we have.
Sure. I think the best way to put it is that systemic enzymes help the body do what it is supposed to do better. And for most people that have normal, let's say, age-related challenges, such as the everyday aches and pains, the muscle stiffness, joints, ligaments, and tendons don't function quite as well, or their inflammation is imbalanced, Wobenzyme N can support that healthy inflammation, can support the health of joints, ligaments, and tendons, can help relieve minor aches and pains and muscle soreness, what they say due to everyday activity, which Dr. Kevin was describing as exercise, or I talked about professional athletes who are recovering from injuries. Bottom line, systemic enzymes can help the body by really cleaning up the debris internally. An enzyme breaks down a substance. It's a catalyst, if you will, and it also can start reactions. And what it's doing in your body is breaking down substances that are triggering an immune response that's unhealthy. But quickly, how do you know you have inflammation? We talk about five characteristics. It's heat, swelling, pain, redness, and loss of function. That means that there is inflammation. The challenge is that if inflammation goes on unchecked for a period of time, it becomes chronic. And if you go visit Dr. Kevin in Maryland and you get certain blood work, if you have an increased what they call erythrocyte sedimentation rate, C-reactive protein, there's circulating immune complexes, an imbalance of cytokines, immunoglobulins, and then something called increased fibrin activation and fibrosis. And lastly, amyloid production and deposition. That's a form of plaque that you often find in the brain and other areas. So what happens when you take systemic enzymes, when you follow a diet that is high in healthy fats, good proteins, and lower in the omega-6 fats, grains, carbohydrates, and allergens, you can help balance inflammation, and you can see it in your blood work. You can see it in a lessening of redness and heat, swelling, pain, and an increase in function and mobility and also flexibility. Now, Wobenzyme N is sold worldwide. It is very effective, but it does not work immediately like an analgesic or a pain reliever. It works with your body. Some people find it works in days, others in weeks. The key is sticking with it, and many people increase the dosage due to the issue that they're dealing with. And Dr. Kevin, you said you had strained a neck muscle, so you took more. I've had surgery where I took more. My friends had surgery that are professional athletes. They take more. So there is a time when you can do that. But using systemic enzymes daily can help your body function better, and it'll almost be a gradual returning to a youthful feeling. That's the first thing you should look for, and that's what everybody wants.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's a great indication for using it daily. And again, this has been such an effective product that I've used in helping the people that I work with in dealing with, situational issues like we've talked about. All the time, patients will call me and they've had an accident, they've twisted their ankle. With all the snow we got this winter in this area, I had a lot of patients calling with injured backs. They slipped on the stairs, they twisted their ankle, they maybe had a break somewhere. And, the process starts of first addressing the issue, getting the bone set and all of the major things that need to be done. But then pretty much people are left on their own to heal. And using this right select options of natural therapies can really promote the optimal healing process in the body. As Jordan explained, inflammation is a process that we all need and that we all want. It's not something that we want to inhibit. Inflammation is the process of our body healing. It's the process of our immune system reacting. The problem is sometimes inflammation can get stuck in a loop. And the inflammation feeds on itself, and there's where we get chronic pain. And that cycle cannot, or our body has a tough time breaking that cycle. Using something like proteolytic enzymes is such a great way to promote a better balance of the inflammatory cycle, and it can be a way to help break an inflammatory cycle that's gotten out of control. Because a lot of times the inflammatory cycle is not contributing to the healing anymore, it's just contributing to pain and discomfort. And, you know, some of that, as we've talked about, as you've mentioned, Jordan, is related to some of the foods that we're eating, and eating too many omega-6s and not enough omega-3s. We set up sort of an environment in our body that is more likely to fuel, you know, bad inflammatory pathways and a prolonged inflammatory response. But using a product like Wobenzyme and proteolytic enzymes can be just so beneficial for helping to break that cycle. And I've used it with people myself with a neck injury, people with, you know, shoulder problems, you know, post-surgery, as I've talked about, the research is really phenomenal. This is should be a critical part of anybody's post-surgical plan. And maybe we should mention real quick, it's not something that you want to take prior to surgery. And I know in the literature that I was looking over, Jordan, you mentioned this, proteolytic enzymes are maybe something that you want to be careful about if you're taking an anticoagulant drug, because they do have the potential to also increase bleeding time.
Absolutely. Both omega-3 fats, particularly the EPA and DHA, as well as systemic enzymes, if you are taking blood thinners or anticoagulation drugs, you want to check with your physician. Now, oftentimes it is okay, but you just need to make sure. And then as far as surgery, there's a time frame that you need to lay off systemic enzymes. But I'll tell you what, you get up from get out of the OR and you are on. I mean, this is the time that systemic enzymes shine to help your body heal. I've used it before. I've had a couple minor surgeries and one fairly major, and I never used any pain medications. My wife gave birth and didn't come home using any pain medications. And so it's something that really can be used to enhance your body's own ability to function properly.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, with the surgical piece of it, you know, the problem with before surgery is you want to do everything to minimize, you want to improve clotting actually when the surgery is happening, so that when they're done cutting or doing whatever they need to do, everything stops right. After surgery, you want to sort of inhibit clotting because you want blood to be able to move to the area, carry other healing, you know, built up inflammatory agents away and bring new blood. So that's why starting Wobenzyme after a surgery is such a great idea. And literally, as you said, when you leave that OR, you can start on something like a Wobenzyme and see significant improvements in reducing swelling and pain and bruising and all the inflammatory stuff that happens after a surgery. So many great uses for it. And again, I'm just so excited that you guys partnered with such a great company.
We are too. Well, thanks again for getting this message out. I really appreciate the time. And folks, if you want to live your life on your own terms, live life better, systemic enzymes and Wobenzyme N can make a big difference. And as you age, it just helps even more.
Absolutely. Well, Jordan, thank you so much for being on the show today. Really appreciate you sharing all the information. And again, make sure everybody think about taking the Grow Bone Challenge. So thanks, Jordan, again.
Thanks again. My pleasure.
All right. All right, everybody. Well, that's going to pretty much wrap up our show for today. I want to remind you, if you haven't been into the Village Green store, it's a great place to come to stop on in. So just remember that this is going to be our last week here on AM 1260. So don't forget to tune in next week to Dana's show to find out what is going to be going on and where we're going to be. This has been Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't forget to tune in next week. Bye-bye.